Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's WPGC 95.5 Joe Claire Morning Show. Hey, everybody, we are joined right now by D.C. Public School Chancellor Dr. Louis Farabee. What's good, my brother?
Good morning, Joe. Doing well on this morning. Despite the cloudiness out, I'm still excited about the services that DCPS is providing and what we want to do for our young people. We are still planning to have in-person experiences beginning in November on November 9th.
November 9th is when it all starts. And is that everybody or is that just pre-K through 5?
So that's just pre-K through 5th grade. We know that our youngest learners have been more challenged with remote learning, and so we're focusing on them right now.
Okay. As a parent, I need to how do I get my head wrapped around sending my child to school in the middle of a pandemic?
It's a great question. We know that there is some anxiety and concern, and families should be very confident that DCPS will have very high standards for health and safety. We have 10 health and safety commitments that we will deliver on, which includes face coverings, social distancing, enhancements to our HVAC systems to help with filterization and ventilation for the air to mitigate transmission of COVID-19. And so all of that will be transparently communicated to families when all of our schools have completed their readiness checklist.
Okay. How about teachers? I know that some of the concern has been for teacher safety. We've been hearing it not just only like our nightly news, the national nightly news, but also locally. Can you speak to that for us for a second?
Yeah, I think some of those same fears and concerns we've heard from teachers and staff, they want to know that DCPS has done their due diligence for health and safety, and we are in regular communications with our local teacher union, the Washington Teacher Union. We'll meet with them today, and we'll continue to share with them what our plans are and get their feedback, and it's our hope that we'll be on the same page and reach an agreement on our understanding of what it means to be healthy and safe in our buildings.
Okay. Gotcha. Poet?
Joe, you wrapped up all the questions that I had. I did hear word that there was going to be like a teletown hall today at 5.
Yes, it is. So we are taking over the teletown halls on Wednesday. So it's all focused on DCPS. So we're encouraging people to call in. Last week, we had someone from Children's Hospital and DC Health talk about all the health questions and, you know, the concerns that people were having to get answers and clarification. We'll do a similar format today at 5, and then families can also check in next week if they like as well.
Okay. Another question that I would have, of all the things that you named that you'd be implementing just for the safety of everyone involved, will there be any COVID tests that would have to be presented by staff and educators that say, hey, I'm coming in at least negative? Will the children be required to be tested? Because we know that a lot of us can be asymptomatic. So even if we're taking temperatures at the door, if I'm not showing any symptoms, but I could still be carrying COVID, how are we navigating that?
Yeah, so the CDC actually recommends against having required COVID testing for students to come to school. There's a lot of concerns about equity and access if we were to do that. So, however, we are making available regular testing times and prioritization for staff to be tested. And then we will have the ability to test people within our buildings if anyone is symptomatic.
In your heart of hearts, you know, people want to hear from you, give them, you know, your deep down feeling. How do you feel about this rollout, man?
We know that there's no substitution for in-person learning. And the reality is we know that there's families out there who need this. And we stand firm on our response of delivering on that. But we're only going to do it with the health and safety protocols in mind. And so we will provide an environment for students to get what they need in person. And we're going to do it with health and safety as the top priority. And we're going to keep everybody safe. And if people do what we ask them to do in the community, we'll continue to also keep our transmission rate down in the city, which is a big part of our ability to have things like schools be in session. And so I would say to the community, continue to help us with, you know, face coverings and all the things we know we should be doing as it relates to health and safety so our children can have school. And then DCPS is going to do their part to keep them safe once they're in our buildings.
I got you. Okay, brother. I'm hoping for the best.
Thank you.
Over here from the Joe Clay Morning Show, we are hoping for the best. We're hoping that everybody can get back to school safely and, you know, start to hopefully.
And Joe, one thing you should recognize, it's happening across the country.
Okay.
You know, there's students in school all across the country. And our students deserve the same, and we're gonna provide that.
I don't think the question is if they deserve it. I think we're also watching schools across the country roll back things because of kids catching COVID and it's spreading through schools, teachers included. So I'm thankful that you created a space to at least address the concerns of, you know, the village parents that are trusting you with their babies.
Yeah, thank you. And I think the importance of the community lockstep with us to continue to do the right things to keep our COVID positivity rate down is essential to us having school. And I think communities and where they've seen spikes or surges, it does create a challenge for us to have school. But we've done that work. And so because we've done that work, I think we need to deliver on school for our children.
Got you. This is Dr. Lewis Farabee. He is the chancellor for the D.C. public school system. Like I said, we are hoping for the best. We're hoping that everyone can get back into school safely, and we can have a prosperous and safe school year, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all having me on today, man. Wishing y'all the best.
We'll definitely follow up with you after November 9th to see how things are going.
Thank you. We appreciate your support.
Of course.
Cool. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.